The Democrats push forward with articles of impeachment. President Trump rallies in Pennsylvania and says, bring it on. And another left-wing judge blocks the president's border wall funding. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
All right, friends, welcome to the show. I hope you're having a great week. And before we get started, I just want to remind you that Bottle Breacher is having a Christmas special, and you guys need to check it out. They have the best in stocking stuffers. It's an American-owned company, made in America products, and they're having a special. Just go to bottlebreacher.com, use coupon code Bobby13-Santa for $15 off any purchase over $50. That's bottlebreacher.com, use coupon code Bobby13-Santa. All right. Yesterday, the Democrats came out. They did this, looked like a cemetery funeral press conference. Everyone was all stone-faced and gloom and doom, talking about this somber moment. We're going to release articles of impeachment. So Nancy Pelosi was there, Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, all these characters, and it was so lame. But here's the thing to remember, is from the get-go, they've been pushing impeachment, right? And they've been what have they been talking about? They've been talking about Russia collusion. They've been talking about quid pro quo. They've been talking about bribery. Remember all of those? Each one was the thing that was going to get President Trump. Oh my gosh, that didn't work. All right, we're going to get him on quid pro quo. Oh man, that's not playing well. Let's talk about bribery. That's really what's going to get him. Well, so now they talk about, they bring out these articles of impeachment, and guess what? None of that's mentioned. There's no Russia collusion. There's no quid pro quo. There's no bribery. Nothing, because they had nothing. So in order to keep going forward, they have to make up something else. So this time, it's about abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. That's what they're going after the president. Not bribery, not quid pro quo, none of that kind of stuff. Just these generic things that they can push and hope the American people buy it, which we all know from recent shows, they're not. So Jerry Nadler gets up there and he's explaining the articles of impeachment. And here is what he says about abuse of power.
It is an impeachable offense for the president to exercise the powers of his public office to obtain an improper personal benefit while ignoring or injuring the national interest. That is exactly what President Trump did when he solicited and pressured Ukraine to interfere in our 2020 presidential election.
All right, so that one was interesting because the president of Ukraine himself said there was no pressure. It's like saying President Trump killed someone and that person coming up and saying, hey, guess what? Look, I'm not dead. I'm still here. The president of Ukraine said there was no pressure. And yet that's what Jerry Nadler talks about. It's so weird. So next, he talked about this obstruction of Congress, and here's what he said.
When the House investigated and opened an impeachment inquiry, President Trump engaged in unprecedented, categorical, and indiscriminate defiance of the impeachment inquiry. This gives rise to the second article of impeachment for obstruction of Congress.
Oh my gosh, President Trump showed defiance. How dare he? How dare he be defiant of Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff? It's just, I mean, the president is a victim of a witch hunt. He was surveilled by Obama before he was even president. President Obama ordered the Trump campaign to be investigated. That is corruption at its highest. And ever since then, the president has been under attack. So you'd be defiant too if you were the victim of a witch hunt and they just keep bringing up these charges that are so completely bogus. I'd be a little mad too. But, you know, according to Nadler, you can't do that. So then next, Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, comes up and he talks about the founders and their wisdom and how they had a remedy for combating a rogue president. And here's what Schiff said.
They recognized this danger and they prescribed a remedy, and that remedy is impeachment. It is an extraordinary remedy and one that I've been reluctant to recommend until the actions of President Trump gave Congress no alternative.
Reluctant? Are you kidding me? The last thing any of these people have been is reluctant. From day one, they've talked about impeachment. From the moment Rashida Tlaib was sworn in, she talked about impeachment. Jerry Nadler has talked for years about impeaching the president, long before Ukraine ever surfaced. It's just bizarre. Again, President Trump's campaign was illegally monitored under the Obama administration through bogus circumstances, a host of errors that have come out in this Inspector General's report, a host of errors. And yet, this goes on. The media doesn't cover it. There are no investigations on the Democrats, on the Obama administration. So it's no wonder the president is upset, and Schiff talks about being reluctant. So President Trump, it's just amazing how these big events for the Democrats that they hope are going to gain so much attention, they seem almost like planned, that the Trump administration figures out a way to have a rally on the day that these announcements happen. Because once again, yesterday, President Trump this time was in Pennsylvania last night, and he was rallying the crowd right on the heels of this impeachment announcement. And it was great. He was he was fired up. And so first, of course, he had to take a shot at the media. And here's what he said.
You're so lucky I became your president, Norman. I'm only kidding. I have to say I'm kidding, because the fake news back there will take that.
I absolutely love it. And he wasn't done there. He continued to pile it on a little bit longer.
They'll take that statement and they'll blow it up. And they'll say he said they were lucky to have him as president. What a horrible thing to say, because they're fake.
All right, so trigger the media? Check. Next, President Trump, since he's in Pennsylvania, he was talking about the economy and Pennsylvania's manufacturing jobs. And here's what he said.
We're ending decades of failed trade policies that devastated communities all across the state. For generations, American manufacturing was the bedrock of your economy, the bedrock. Remember last administration, you'd need a magic wand. It'll never come back. You'd need a we found the magic wand, didn't we?
Okay, so show the people that the economy and jobs are much, much better under President Trump. Check. Next, he talked about the new trade agreement that came out, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, USMCA, and how that was announced shortly after this impeachment process, this impeachment press conference was announced. And here's what he said.
And the reason they announced it on the same day, 1 hour later, they announced impeachment, a few guys standing behind her. They announced impeachment. And then an hour later, she announced that she's going to do USMCA. You know why? It's a huge deal. And it plays down the impeachment because they're embarrassed by the impeachment. And our poll numbers have gone through the roof because of her stupid impeachment.
Well, it's just absolutely awesome. So remind voters that impeachment is a sham. It's a witch hunt. Check. He checked off all the boxes and he was fired up. And so are the people in Pennsylvania. We went through this before. This is a crucial swing state. It's one of the ones that went for President Trump that hadn't gone for Republicans in a long time, and one that he needs in the 2020 election. And he's well on his way to securing it with speeches like that and with an economy that is backing it up, with bringing new factories, billions of dollars of stimulus into the Pennsylvania economy. That's what President Trump is doing. So next, I want to talk about the border wall, because one of the things that President Trump said in his rally was about keeping promises, making promises during the campaign and working hard to keep them. And he has done it every step of the way. He talked about wanting to repeal Obamacare, okay? There's only so much a president can do. He said, Congress, go do it, all right? Republicans controlled the House and the Senate. They wouldn't do it. So at least he's trying there. NAFTA, he said it was a bad deal. They renegotiated it. They got a better deal. Border wall funding, he starts building a wall. We have 83 miles of construction, mostly on old, nasty, dilapidated parts. Now we're getting new wall. They want hundreds of miles before November. He's living up to fulfilling that promise, but he gets blocked every step of the way. Before, it was Republicans blocking him in Congress. Democrats continue to do the same thing, and it's judges. Judges, liberal-appointed judges. This one is a Clinton appointee that has blocked President Trump's border wall funding once again. Here's a report from the Daily Caller. A federal judge dealt the White House a major blow Tuesday, ruling that the administration cannot use several billion in military funding to pay for border wall construction. David Briones, who has served as a U.S. District Court for the Western District of Texas since his appointment by former President Bill Clinton in 1994, ruled Tuesday that the Trump administration cannot use billions in military funds to pay for physical barriers along the U.S.-Mexico wall. So, once again, liberal groups teaming up with local areas go to a left-wing judge and they get this funding stopped. Here's more from the Daily Caller. It says, the decision regards a lawsuit brought by Border Network for Human Rights, an immigration rights organization in El Paso County, Texas. The plaintiffs argued that President Donald Trump overstepped his authority when he declared an emergency at the southern border earlier in 2019, allowing him to reallocate more funds for the border wall on top of the $1.375 billion Congress had appropriated for construction at the time. Border Network for Human Rights in El Paso County were represented by Protect Democracy, a progressive group that regularly litigates against the Trump administration. So again, like I said, you've got left-wing groups seeking out a left-wing judge, blocking this funding all the way, and we could have had it. Remember, part of the reason for declaring this emergency and tapping into military funding is because establishment Republicans wouldn't act before. That's why in this election, if you've got folks that you see running that are willing to take a stand, help President Trump build the wall, please vote for them. We need to get the control back to the Republicans, and we need to have good Republicans in office so that we can help President Trump keep the promises that he has every intention of keeping. So next, I want to close with some quick hits, all right? Just little polling information that some of it's just very strange. So first, it's the new Quinnipiac poll, and they're talking about impeachment. And for the first time in their tracking, a majority of their respondents, registered voters, don't favor impeachment. They do not favor impeachment and removal of office of President Trump. It's been trending that way, and now it has hit a majority. And that is all registered voters in their survey, which again is bad news for Democrats, because we've talked about this before. Democrats don't favor it. Independents don't favor it. You have 31 Democrats in the House right now representing districts that voted for President Trump in 2016, and the public is against this. Next, there's a Harris online poll that just came out, and they talked to Democrats, and they asked the question, where would Hillary rank if she were in the mix? If she were running right now, where would she fall? Number one, these Democrats would pick Hillary Clinton over Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and the rest of the field. And it just, what do you think about that? Please let me know in the comments, because how can these Democrats, they would rather pick a person who has proven that she can't win at the presidential level two times around so far, and they would pick her over the candidates. What does that say about the field? And finally, a Monmouth poll surveyed Democrats, and they asked, and by a margin of 63% to 29%, they said that Barack Obama makes a better president than George Washington did. 63% to 29%. That's the Democrats today. That's what they think. They want Hillary Clinton. They think Barack Obama's better than George Washington. I don't know what to think. I don't even know what to say. So we're going to wrap up the show. Folks, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe. And when you do, please hit that bell so you'll be notified. And we'll see you next time. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour. Okay, friends, just a little reminder before you go. And no, this does not count against my 13 minutes. Please hit the subscribe button below and tell your friends. And if you happen to miss our last show, you can check it out right here. And also for great conservative news and commentary, please check out GOPUSA.com. All right, folks, we'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.